Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Good Life Project is sponsored by the ADHD Aha podcast hosted by Laura Key. So I've been kind of amazed at how many conversations I've had lately with people later in life who are wondering if they have ADHD. It can be hard to understand what ADHD is by looking at a list of symptoms. So in each episode of ADHD Aha, you'll hear heartfelt interviews about the unexpected, emotional, even funny ways that ADHD symptoms surface for adults. Like the recent episode with ADHD coach Emily Weinberg, which really resonated with me. Her story about how she was thinking she was, quote, just lazy before her diagnosis because she wasn't hyperactive really struck a chord. Her feeling frozen and stuck ruminating on mounting to-do lists is just so relatable for so many people. It's really validating to hear others articulate those experiences. Each episode of ADHD Aha features candid tales of realizing that your loved one has ADHD. You'll hear the unexpected, emotional ways that it manifests in adults through heartfelt interviews. ADHD Aha captures the authentic human experience of ADHD. So if you want a fresh, personal perspective that embraces the messiness, listen to ADHD Aha. Search for ADHD Aha in your podcast app. That's ADHD Aha with Aha spelled A-H-A. It's an aha moment you won't miss. Today's Good Life Project riff is entitled, Don't Define People by Their Best or Worst Moments. So there's this odd thing that tends to exist in most humans. We so often compare ourselves constantly to others. And sad as it may be, the research is pretty clear. We're happier when we're doing better than them. It's the reason that in research, many people would rather make $75,000, but know that those around them are making $50,000 instead of making $100,000, but know that those around them are making $125,000. So couple this with another odd quirk of humanity, and that is a pervasive desire to see others fail or fall from grace. We don't want to own this. We don't want to admit it. We don't want to actually say, you know, like there's something in us, which kind of is happy about it. But the phenomenon is really well researched, and we see it all around us all day long. Whether it's fueled by envy or comparison, you've got a scenario where far too often we define others by their stupidest or their worst moments. Someone could say 1,000 things right, valuable things, and do 1,000 good deeds. But the moment they do something wrong, something that we perceive as dumb or unfounded, or do something, you know, we would consider it stupid or hurtful, we define the totality of their existence on that one or a small number of negative behaviors. Rather than saying, look, this is a good person who's made mistakes, we instead say they're a bad person or a moron or an idiot. We like to call them names or worse. We attribute some level of conniving or evil to them when the vast majority of their lives tells a different story, often a story of great benevolence and integrity. So let me ask you something. What if you were defined by your worst moment, your stupidest or snarkiest or more, you know, most insulting quip? Unless you're living a relatively monastic life, we've all said and done things we regret. We've said something in the moment, you know, of heat, or written something based more on emotion or guess than fact. You know, what if no matter how much good your life amounted to outside those rare, aberrant statements or actions, you became publicly defined by that one worst moment? What if it was applied to you? That would be horrible. So then why do it to others? Why do so many people do it to others? Why is there an entire industry of humanity, multi-billion dollars spent doing this to others? Because when we do that on some primal level, most of us are wired to feel better about ourselves, even knowing deep down we've also said those same offbeat, nonsensical, moronic, mean, or spiteful things and done similar things that have caused harm, whether it was intended or not. We see this in politics, we see it in business, and increasingly we see it becoming the defining ethos in the online and social worlds. Someone builds a long-standing career, makes years of kind-hearted decisions and gestures, and supports right causes. Then in a moment of anger or spite or frustration or weakness, they do or say something stupid. It's a single thing against a backdrop of thousands of moments of goodness. Yet in a heartbeat, they become defined by a moment in time, a walking soundbite of their worst moment. So what if instead of trying to elevate ourselves by taking any opportunity to define others as less than or fallen, we instead sought to see the basic goodness in everyone? What if we rose by being a source of unyielding understanding, a source of deep forgiveness, a source of powerful guidance and elevation? What if our deepest goal was to elevate rather than push down, rather than being a source of godlike judgment and condemnation? What if we stood back and said, I want you to rise, and the next person, and the next person? What if we looked at the world and gained our place, gained our sense of self, not by comparison, not by knowing that in some way we were better than, above, more worthy, but simply that we are all worthy. We are all powerful. We all do amazing things, and we all make mistakes. And we moved into the world through that lens. What kind of a life would you live? What kind of a world would you help create? I'm Jonathan Fields, signing off for Good Life Project.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.